This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Hour number three of Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition, is underway. Our telephone number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And we were talking about this article from Evie. It was actually written by a psychiatrist who says that people are suffering, Americans specifically, are suffering from mass delusional psychosis because of the overreach and COVID-19. That is the government's overreach, the government's reaction, the government lockdowns, the mask mandates, the curfews, all of the elements of what I refer to as martial law, except for the tanks in the streets and, you know, soldiers at every corner. Outside of that, I mean, if you consider how militarized the police are, it might as well be martial law. I can't see any real difference between this and martial law.
It's a good question.
At least in some places.
Where does that line get crossed exactly?
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Robert calling from Michigan. Robert, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Indeed.
I listen every Sunday night when I'm working, and I got to tell you, you guys are always entertaining and full of a lot of information.
Well, thanks.
And I love all the subjects you talk about. It's very eclectic, and I appreciate that.
What's on your mind tonight?
I consider myself to be kind of an information junkie, not necessarily smarter than anyone, but I'm always looking at information and facts and trivia, and I'm kind of pretty good at retaining that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And you're talking about this COVID situation, and it's one of my favorite subjects. I'm one of the few people that regularly doesn't wear a mask if I don't have to.
Nice.
I have a kid, so I kind of do that to be a good example for him. But otherwise, I know COVID is real, but I think it's way overblown. And I think if the government really cared about our health and about our safety, they wouldn't just tell us to wear masks. I think there was so much misinformation early on. Now it's all disinformation.
Yep.
But I think that the wearing the mask thing is absolutely a joke. They should be touting everyone wearing an N95 or better rather than just a mask, and to make sure they wear it properly. And they don't do that because, like you guys said earlier, it's about compliance. It's about obedience.
So how is
I got COVID myself, and it was nothing more than a bad cold. I've had way, way worse in the past.
So, Robert, let me ask you a question. How is wearing the mask around your kid an example, a good example for your kid?
Well, I'm more of a rebel probably than I should be, so I don't want to have him be taking that as an example to misbehave in other areas. He kind of knows what I feel about wearing the mask.
Well, I think it's
I just want to make sure that he doesn't take that and say, well, if dad doesn't have to wear a mask, I don't have to wear a mask. And, you know, if dad wants to be independent, then I can do what I want in other areas. So it's a little bit of a balance with regard to him.
I mean, rebelling against insanity is good.
Yeah, I don't understand how any of that is bad. I mean, you are rebelling. You have obviously you have an opinion that differs from, well, say, the mass amount of people that are in the world. But, you know, teaching that to your son isn't necessarily a bad thing. Don't accept what everybody tells you to just because they tell you to. You know, do your own research. Do your own, feel it out, figure it out for yourself. That's what is important, I think, to teach your kid.
And we are teaching them that. I mean, for example, I'm not exactly a global warming advocate, and he knows that as well. And there are a few other things that, that are out there that the sheeple of this world go along with that he knows that I believe is misinformation, or it's information, or there are things that, that are out there that are basically just used to control us in one way or another. So, but at 9 years old, they're a little more impressionable as far as taking it a step or two too far.
Well,
he's
about,
pretty precocious, and you got to be careful with that just a little bit.
Would you consider possibly, you know, sitting him down and explaining what you're about to do and then going out unmasked with him somewhere in public?
And I have done that,
okay.
But at the same time, I don't want to necessarily cause any problems because, again, I'm a little bit more independent, and I get a little bit defensive, shall we say, when it comes to
being confronted
arguing
with authority.
My position, and I don't want that to be something where he sees that I'm being confrontational, and that's acceptable either because I don't take any crap from anybody.
I see. I suspect he...
I don't want him to be quite as bad as I am.
Well, I mean, how is he going to take not wearing a mask too far?
I'm sorry, what was that?
How is your son going to take not wearing a mask too far? Is he going to have two faces? I mean...
Well, for example, they have to wear it at school. And he does go to school. In our school district, they do attend class. So if he were to rebel as a 9-year-old in that environment, he would have repercussions. And that would fall on us to deal with. And that's not a battle that I'm willing to fight.
Well, I have to ask, for someone who is willing to think for himself, why are you putting your child in public school?
Because we can't afford a Christian school, sadly. And we watch what he's being taught, and we're careful about that. And when we do see that he's being taught some things that we don't believe is right or is the truth, for example, global warming. I believe that global warming or climate change is real, but I don't believe that it's man-made. So in those kind of instances, he does know how we think, and I'm not trying to brainwash him either. I mean, he's got to be independent on his own as well.
I mean, I don't know that a private school would be much better on anything like that. They're still going to teach the Christian private schools are still going to teach the mainstream views on, I mean, pretty much everything.
The best option, honestly, is probably homeschooling, which has doubled recently.
You can pick schools that he's in on a private level or on a Christian school level that, are not perfect. I know that.
So,
certainly better than the public schools. And he's not in a bad one for public schools. There are way worse ones out there as well, too.
When you go to school like that,
you can't fight all the battles.
So does your household need a dual income to get by?
No.
Well, why aren't you homeschooling him?
Because I'm not qualified for it. I did try to do that when this whole thing hit in the spring of last year.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some ADD issues, ADHD issues, and he's also got some other things going on.
I'm not qualified
to homeschool.
But you're
not qualified compared to what?
Like, you're not qualified compared to, I mean, do you think that the public school is doing a better job than you? Because that would be... astoundingly scary. Like, I don't think that's actually the case.
That's been disproven repeatedly, that these so-called educational professionals end up with much, much worse results than people who aren't trained to do it but homeschool their kid anyway.
If you want to send me your city, I will hook you up with local resources wherever you are that will walk you through that.
I would appreciate that if you have some information.
Yeah, so
I know that when I tried to homeschool him for the few months that he had when everybody was out of school,
you're trying to do the remote learning, because those are two different things.
Say that again.
homeschool or remote learning? Because those are two different things. Can we hold him over?
Yeah, can you hold on, Robert? We're going to bring you back after this.
Sure.
Okay, stand by. We'll bring you back. 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join the conversation, we'll hear more from Robert in Michigan and his adventures in homeschooling coming up.
The LRN.FM social media channels have been revamped. We've eliminated Facebook and focused on other platforms like Twitter and Mastodon, the decentralized alternative to Twitter. On our accounts, you'll find posts from multiple LRN.FM show hosts together in one place. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.lrn.fm, or better yet, move to the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm, toot.lrn.fm. I think you'll like it.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Koinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Koinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Koinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it.
Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You're in the right spot. Our telephone number. It is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join the conversation in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Pickless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And we have been talking to Robert in Michigan about the delusions that people have because of an article that we were talking about from EV Magazine regarding the COVID-19. And Robert has, you know, said that he attempted to either homeschool or remote learn with his child. And so we want to get some clarification from him. Robert, you're back on the air. Can you hear us?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, great. Melanie, go ahead.
Yeah, so I guess I first would want to clarify, what were you trying to homeschool, or were you trying to do remote learning? Because some people have been
Well, they shut the schools down in early spring of last year because of COVID.
Right.
And they weren't as prepared for that as they should have been, which I understand, because nobody was prepared for it back then. And so they gave us some curriculum to teach the students at home, and it didn't involve any remote learning at that time.
Okay, yeah, and so that's not homeschooling.
Yeah, I'm not qualified for it. I'm not prepared for it. I don't have the mentality for it, and
right.
I don't think I would be a good teacher to my son in that regard overall.
But you're basing this on a couple of months of unplanned, chaotic curriculum that you were given by a public school that you kind of chaotically inserted into your life, and your son knew that this was going to end. That's kind of hitting every worst scenario all at once.
You might indeed have some trouble following their curriculum, which their curriculum is not designed to educate free-thinking individuals. That's not what it's there for. So, yeah, I mean, the fact that you haven't been trained to follow their curriculum is going to make it difficult to follow their curriculum. That doesn't mean that you can't actually teach them useful things. That doesn't mean that you can't actually educate them and help to bring out their natural curiosity.
But there are groups, and homeschooling is legal in Michigan, because you don't have to do much. I just looked it up.
Right, right.
There are groups that will support homeschooling families and homeschooling parents, not remote learning. Really, because that's not what they're for. They've been around for years and years, and some people have already raised their kids, and they're grown, and their kids are now doing this. There is people you could go to for support. Some people write their entire own curriculum. Some people there's Christian curriculums you can buy, and then some people will just use that. Some people will use that and then tweak it to what they want or what is appropriate for their kid, where their kid's at.
And the curriculum that you were handed, the little, you know, piece of here's what you're supposed to do, I mean, number one, that was not designed for you to do. Like, number two, you said yourself, they weren't prepared for this. Like, they didn't have the resources to say, okay, here's what you need to do. They kind of slapdashed it together. So, I mean, it's no wonder you're having trouble following, A, something that wasn't designed to actually help them, and B, something that wasn't done well.
And if your kid knows, okay, we're going to be homeschooling now, I'm going to get a group of homeschoolers that, you know, we go to their events, I'm going to have friends there, he's going to do a lot better with that because he's a person, then, okay, well, now you're going to be isolated at home and hear some books. Like, those are two really different things.
And I agree with that, and that's the other aspect that is missing from the homeschooling equation. I mean, we stay on top of what he's being taught and what he's learning and that kind of thing in the curriculum that they're teaching. But he does, I mean, he's proved to do much better in a social environment regarding schooling. He did terrible by himself. Terrible.
But he did terrible in a chaotic, unplanned environment. But even if that's the case, they have homeschooling co-ops that you can use. My email on the show is melanie@freetalklive.com. I'm also on Facebook, Melanie Neighbors. There's a U, extra U, the O-U-R-S. I actually know your city, but I don't know if that was supposed to be public. I will email you co-ops and homeschooling groups that will, there are people who are veterans at this, and they will because I'm not in Michigan, so I can't tell you how to work through the system.
And that's a big misconception. People think that they have to do all of this on their own. They think that they can't have their kids socialized because they're homeschooling them. And while that might have been challenges in the past, that's increasingly just not the way it goes.
Yeah, and particularly where you're at in Michigan.
Yeah,
and
I there's some Christian curriculums I can send you. I'll look up what groups are actually homeschool groups as opposed to private schools or remote learning support groups, and I'll send you those. And I know a bunch of people here who do this. I'm going to do it when my kids are old enough, and I was homeschooled, so feel free to ask me whatever. The city that you gave when you called in, is that your real city?
It's not my exact city, but it's close enough.
Okay, well then,
I got to stay a little bit on the discreet side here.
Sure.
But
yeah.
You've given your email address, and I will contact that at some point this week, and we can connect that way if you're okay with that.
Okay, yeah. So then that's what city I'll look in. And then, email me.
Yeah, and for both you and any listeners out there who are concerned with this topic, I mean, very recently we have had the number of homeschoolers double. So while there already was a certain amount of support network to help each other out with this and to make sure that they get the social interaction that they need, it is twice as much as it has been before. I mean, this isn't something you need to do on your own.
If there are resources that would help me regarding his ADD or ADHD, that's another little twist to this, and I want to make sure that we do pursue this in the near future, that's handled properly as well. He does need a little tutoring on a couple of subjects because he's a little bit behind due to circumstances beyond everybody's control.
And one thing that I can tell you is that it's going to be a lot harder to do the traditional sort of Prussian industrial style of schooling if they have ADD because they're not naturally inclined to sit still and be quiet.
Yeah, and I know that New Hampshire has resources for that, but that doesn't really, I can't speak to Michigan, but I haven't looked into it. I'm sure that there are people in Michigan who have dealt with that.
Yeah, you're not the only parent on planet Earth that, has a son with those types of needs, much less one that, is considering possibly the homeschool advantage. So,
I'm not the only one? What?
That's right. Did you have any other thoughts
tonight?
Thanks,
guys.
All right, have a good night. Thanks for the call.
No, it was just, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Good luck, Robert. And, for the rest of our listeners out there, too, you should consider this if you have children. Get your children, in my opinion, the F out of government schools.
Yeah, the last poll I saw said that 10% of people are now doing homeschooling.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
10% of people are doing homeschooling.
I'm sure that's inflated, though, because some people are saying they're homeschooling right now who are not.
Well, okay.
Be that as it may, it's still twice as many as were before, and that's a lot of people that can help you out with this difficult task.
I'll take the net gain.
Right.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11, and he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road. DINOVITE.com. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A group of 10 Senate Republicans are requesting a meeting with President Biden to discuss their counterproposal to his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief plan. The group, led by Maine Senator Susan Collins, is proposing a $600 billion plan that would, among other things, extend certain unemployment benefits and provide billions in funding for vaccine distribution, testing, and contact tracing efforts. Senator Bill Cassidy says their proposal is smaller but targeted. The Louisiana Republican tells Fox News that their plan would address specific needs in recovering from the pandemic.
We are very targeted. We're targeted to the needs of the American people, treating our tax dollars as if there are tax dollars, not just money to spend, and putting it where we need to come out of the pandemic. Now, we think there's a lot here to work for, to work with. We hope we finally start getting that bipartisan and with the White House negotiation. So far, we've not received it.
This is USA Radio News. President Biden's mask mandate begins Monday night. Jeremy Scott has more from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
Masks will be required to be worn at transportation hubs, on planes, and all forms of public transportation. The CDC issued the order late Friday following an executive order signed by the president the week prior.
If we do this as Americans, the experts say by wearing a mask from now until April, we save more than 50,000 lives.
The CDC says people must wear masks that completely cover both the mouth and nose while awaiting, boarding, disembarking, are traveling on airplanes, ships, ferries, trains, subways, buses, taxis, and ride shares as they are traveling into, within, or out of the United States and U.S. territories. The Department of Homeland Security says TSA workers now have the authority to enforce President Biden's mask mandate at TSA screening checkpoints and throughout the commercial and public transportation system. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about anything you'd like to discuss. Our telephone number is 603-283-6160. And in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain.
Pickles Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. You just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. So mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at forkfest.party. Let's just go ahead with your calls and your thoughts. We've got David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, so this is your second night back on the air in the Albuquerque metro area, which Albuquerque itself is 560,000 people, and the metro area is just short of a million.
Okay.
And this is a Sunday night, so you're heard in the central Albuquerque area, and you're heard in northern New Mexico. So that's about a million to a million 1.25 million people that if they wanted to could hear you on broadcast radio, you know, without having to go to the internet, they could hear you over the air.
Good evening, Albuquerque.
Yeah. And on Saturdays, you get another 250,000 because the Southern station, KINN, is on the air. And let's see, we're in the United States, we're a government of the people, by the people, for the people, right?
So they tell us.
Yeah, so that's us right now. So I'm going to open a session of government right now, and we're now officially in session, a government session here of the people, by the people, for the people. And first of all, I would like anybody in New Mexico to use this government forum to call in tonight or other nights and express your concerns about the professional government, the ones that are getting paid here in New Mexico or elsewhere, and especially if you have complaints about corruption. I'd like to hear that. And until we hear from let me drop one more little tidbit about what I know about New Mexico corruption and concerns otherwise. And that is, so I just defeated Raul Torres and his wife, Nasha Torres, who are both $100,000 plus salaried state employees state employees, county employees, judicial district employees.
Mm-hmm.
I guess however that works with the DA. Raul is the district attorney in Bernalillo County. And he tried to put me in prison for a total of like 3 years with 4 different charges for calling his wife's university. Nasha Torres is his wife, and at the University of New Mexico, she's the dean of students there, which means that, like Raul, the DA is the chief disciplinarian for the county of the Second Judicial District in Bernalillo County. His wife, Nasha Torres, is the chief disciplinarian for the entire University of New Mexico. And there's kind of a conflict of interest there. That's one concern. Because they're and actually, as proof of that, they had to transfer there was a basketball player that was charged with some stuff, and they had to transfer that out of Raul's jurisdiction to another jurisdiction in New Mexico because of that very complaint that I just voiced.
Oh, no.
And so that should be addressed. But and there's a million things that could be addressed, but to narrow it down, so that's one thing. Let me give you a second one. I just defeated Raul Torres. He was trying to put me in prison for 3 years for insisting that I had a right to call in to his wife's radio station. Once again, his wife is Nasha Torres, and her radio station is KUNM, the University of New Mexico station, entirely funded with taxpayer dollars, just like her salary and the salary of her husband. And they told me not to call their station anymore because they didn't like to hear me. Nobody likes to hear it, but they didn't want to hear me anymore, and they claimed that they didn't have to hear it. And I said that, hey, you're entirely owned and paid for by taxpayers, so I got the same rights as everybody else under the 14th Amendment and other law. And they called their private police force, University of New Mexico Police Force, and had me charged with 4 different charges and ended up getting thrown in jail for 3 days.
Wow, they have a university been fighting police this force?
For 5 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pardon?
Yeah, when did you win this? I realize it's recent, but, like, has it been days, weeks?
It's been days, weeks, and months. I won the first of the 4 months ago, and then I won the most recent of the 4 a couple weeks ago.
That's the one
and
I was thinking
of. So now
of.
They have... Yeah, they have no more. That was the end of them. And here's the, in addition to the concerns that I presented, here's the one I wanted to focus on tonight, and that is that, so the prosecutor filed their nolle prosecution, you know, their null prosecution. They're not going to pursue the charges. But when they, you know, so, you know, when that happens, people generally, defendants like myself, generally go, oh, well, good, it's over. But as Melanie may already figure where I'm going with this, when they dismiss it, and I asked this in court of Assistant DA Tyler Tominski, in the presence of Judge Victor Valdez, and it's on the court record, I asked him, Assistant DA Tominski, when you file this motion to dismiss, is this a dismissal with or without prejudice? And nobody knows what that means, and I always get it confused. Melanie knows what it means, but in a nutshell, what it means is, can you refile the charge? If you decide tomorrow, you wake up, you didn't get any from your wife the night before, and you wake up and you're all pissed off, and you decide, I'm gonna take it out on David Olson. I'm gonna refile those charges that I dismissed yesterday.
Right.
And that's the case. They can
so
actually
refile. So you can
refile
do that
these.
If it is with prejudice. Is that right? You can.
Melanie, answer the question.
No.
If it's without prejudice,
yeah.
you can bring it back up?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, so they dismissed it without prejudice, which means that they can bring it back up again. So my question, one, to Raul Torres and everybody else is, you know what, if you dismiss something, why don't you dismiss it with prejudice? Why are you holding that last little bit of control until the time clock runs out, which it does in another couple weeks or month or two or whatever it does? Why do you do that? Why don't you dismiss it so that it's a done deal,
right,
rather than that you have the option to refile it? That's rather abusive, Raul Torres and Nasha Torres, isn't it?
Well, it sounds like the whole thing that you've been through has been rather abusive. You know, I realize that, you're a frequent caller to Free Talk Live, and we have fun with you. I would hope that another radio station would have just as much fun with you as we do here on Free Talk Live, and we thank you for the call tonight, David. He's been in an interesting battle, that's for sure. Would you care to clarify the non-prejudice versus prejudice?
So if you're dismissing with prejudice or without prejudice the complaint, or it's usually whatever they call it in that jurisdiction.
Yeah. Is there like an expiration date that he alluded to? You know, like if they...
There's a statute of limitations on whatever the crime is.
Okay. And so that applies to the dismissal.
Well, it applies to, they can't prosecute you once that, so whatever it was alleged to be committed. So
yep.
If it's a week away from being 2 years and the statute of limitations is 2 years, it doesn't matter how many times they've filed it and then dismissed it before. Once that 2 years is up, as long as the trial hasn't started, you're done.
Okay. Thank you. Continuing on, let's go to Lee calling from Planet Earth. Lee, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, everybody. Hey, listen, I wanted to speak to the people that are struggling or thinking about homeschooling. And it's,
Hey, Lee, I apologize. Can you hold on? Can you stay with us?
Yes.
All right, thanks. I just hear the music coming on, and so we'll bring you back shortly. Just stand by, because I want to talk to this human being or potential alien who's calling from planet Earth.
We think.
Well, we'll find out more about where this Earthling is calling from. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live on the way.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, the final segment on our Sunday night edition. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Shakeless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And I need to take just a second and say thank you to Venkam. Venkam is a platinum level amplifier. What does that mean, you might ask? Well, you can go over to amp.freetalklive.com and find out all about our amplifier program. Basically, we ask for you to contribute $5 a month. You can contribute more. Venkam contributes, I don't remember what the platinum level is, but it's pretty high. So he's a platinum level contributor to the program. And what this money goes to is to help us get on more radio stations exclusively. We're on something like 190 radio stations, maybe a little more than that by now. But we could be on 200. We could be on 250 radio stations. It's all up to you. If you like our programming, you like the content that we bring, you like the personalities that we have, please consider becoming an amplifier and helping us get on more radio stations over at amp.freetalklive.com. There are some perks. If you do become an amplifier, you get some special benefits and that kind of a thing. And Venkam, thank you for being a platinum level,
which is at least $25 a month.
$25. Thank you, Venkam. So let's go back to I presume you are a human being, Lee, calling from planet Earth somewhere, but I didn't actually ask you that when I screened your call. So Lee, you are on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I am on planet Earth. I'm underneath the Milky Way, just south of the Big Dipper, compared to the Milky Way. I'm just a little bit south of the Big Dipper.
Okay.
It is the subdivision they call planet Earth. I wanted to speak into the homeschool.
Okay.
And anybody that's struggling or thinking about homeschooling, like Robert thinking he's not qualified, let me tell you me. And, back in the 90s, I couldn't read, write, spell. Just couldn't do it, and somewhere in the 90s I started reading the Bible, and once I got the scriptures in, I started reading. Now I can read. My spelling's horrible, but before that, my daughter, I ended up homeschooling her until she was 9 years old, And it was simply through, I guess it was a Becca, but it was simply through, you know, just going through a book, open it up, help her work through the reading process. And by the time she was 9 years old, she was past me with reading, writing, and spelling.
Wow.
So, you know, if anybody else, and I'm telling you, I'm qualified to be a ditch digger. I don't mean with a backhoe, I mean a shovel. Every once in a while, they might let me use a pick. But, you know, anybody could do it. And, you know, there's nobody on this planet that loves that child more than the parent. So if
that's
you
right.
Think that, you know, they're struggling with ADHD, any label you want to put on it, you just got to, you know, expect them to have struggles with it. And just love them through it, walk them through it, and be patient and diligent. I mean, Melissa's her name, but, you know, she can speak into it more than anybody because she's been through it. But when my daughter finally, you know, when she was 10 years old, she wanted to go to public school. Oh, it was the stupidest thing I did, but I let her go. Well, that next year and the year after that, she was already past that with her homeschooling. She, you know, she already knew everything that the kids were learning at that, you know, so it was like she was doing nothing for the next 2 years because what they were going through, she had already gone through it.
That frequently happens, you know, with the homeschoolers, Lee. That, like, I hear it all the time about how they are academically, you know, in front of, ahead of the game compared to their public school counterparts.
Yeah. And she's right now, she's got her own horse thing going on where she's a equestrian rider and teaching other people how to ride. So, she, you know, she didn't lack in any type of social skills. And, you know, I'd take her to work with me and she'd hang out, you know, and meet, you know, people that that I was with. So she was, she was with me just forever. Anyway, don't be bashful. Don't think that anybody else could do a better job than you just because they got a degree. You know, you love that kid more than anybody on this planet, for everybody who's listening.
The public school are really, and private schools too, are kind of necessarily more behind because you have 20 to 30 different kids in the same classroom, and they don't really split you out for subjects until high school, I think. One person might be really good at math and a little behind in English, and one person might be really good at English and a little behind in science, so they have to teach to the person who's the most behind in every subject, whereas if it's just your kid, I mean, and you can have more than one kid and teach them separately because you don't have 20 kids. If your kid's a little bit behind in English, well, maybe you do some more remedial stuff in that, but then they can still progress in everything else, whereas if they were in a public school or a private school, they would be held back in everything until everybody catches up. So that's kind of necessarily the case in a group setting like that.
And doubly true now that there's the no child left behind thing. And
that didn't work for me.
Yeah, and as far as the outcomes on this, I mean, the information is just crystal clear. Homeschoolers average out at like 80% higher test scores.
It's true.
So, I mean, that is what an unprofessional doing this gets you.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts, Lee?
No, but thank you for your time, guys.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate the call.
Thank you.
You know, the science is settled. Homeschooling rules. I mean, I am being funny, but there is a whole boatload of data that suggests that homeschooling is a far more effective method for children to learn.
And this kind of ties back into our earlier talk about mass delusions.
Yes.
Because if it bothers you that you might, you know, not be doing the best thing for your child by sending them to a public school, you might really want to look into that idea. Why does it bother you?
Yeah.
You know, why does it cause you anxiety to think that, okay, well, maybe you're not? Because a lot of the parents, like, once they actually take a look, when they're allowed to do so, because plenty of schools don't allow this when they're doing this remote learning stuff, when they actually take a look and they're like, wait, that's it? That's all you're learning.
Yeah. You had alluded to the Prussian school system earlier in our conversation tonight, and I just want to reiterate that to our listeners who may not have heard that. The Prussian school system was developed to create obedient factory workers.
And soldiers.
And soldiers. This is where the rows of desks come from. What they wanted to do was be able to train these people to, you know, pull the levers, hit the switches, you know, that kind of a thing. It was never designed to be a a daycare, if you will, where it was responsible for teaching children how to grow up and be a part of society. It was never designed for any of that. It was designed specifically to train people on menial tasks and to make them incredibly obedient. Now, if you look at the United States public school system, you will realize that that is the outcome that you're getting. You are getting, again, to your point, Melanie, people having been taught to the room's lowest learner, right, but then also a high level of obedience specifically to the state. And so they are very successful at those two things. What they're not successful at is the delusion that everybody else believes they're getting, that their kids are getting when they send them to public school.
If you want your children to be obedient, gullible, naive, then send them to school. If you want them to be capable, then raise them yourself. I mean, if you're going to put so much resources into these human beings, why on earth would you not want to, you know, give them the benefit of your learned experience?
Yeah, and if you are a person who values freedom, what can be more freeing than showing your children that it can be done by leading by example for them yourself and helping to bring about some change by doing a more free version of education that statistically shows is a better form of education? I can't think of a better way.
And, I mean, part of the reason that you end up having to go to trade schools and so on and so forth is that they spent over a decade filling your head with statist propaganda and not bothering to make you capable of doing anything at all. I mean, can you balance a checkbook? Do you have a trade, a skill, after they've spent how many hours of every single weekday for over a decade supposedly educating you? No, you're good for approximately nothing, because it is, and it's a dark secret, it is daycare. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's modeled in the same way that prisons are modeled.
Yeah.
Right? The bells that you learn in school, that's all Pavlovian response stuff. You know, when you hear the bell, oh, time to stop this subject, when that's not how learning occurs. Learning doesn't occur for 45 minutes and then a bell.
And increasingly, even the architecture of public schools is designed by the people that design prisons.
We are out of time. Thanks, everybody, for listening. If you missed any part of the show, go to freetalklive.com and find our archives. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks. Peace.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.